Alright, up to Achata. Masa Hashem Yisrael Shtei Avodas Piyar Adam. The Ruach HaSigim, we learned yesterday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created us in a situation like in the Midbar. You know, we could have had Hashem send us our food and our clothing, and we would just sit and learn all day, hopefully. But the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do that is to give a person the chance or the test to trust Hashem, to live with trust in Hashem. The purpose really of a person, one of the purposes of a person's life is really to balance, is to be able to balance different things. You know, it's for a person to just, if a person, let's say, would be able to, you know, lock himself in a room and learn all day and not have to take care of anything, that's a good thing. But usually it's not possible. It's not available. And really, and the reason why, and Hashem didn't create the world to run that way, at least for almost every single person, it's because the purpose of a person's life is really to balance his needs, his things he has to take care of, the gashmias and the ruchmias. The person's job is to be able to balance that. When a bachur is in yeshiva, he has less to juggle. He has less to juggle. And that's why it's a tremendous opportunity, because it's easier. And it's not easy to learn all day, but it's easier. You don't have so many things to focus on. You can put your focus on the learning. There are bachrim that you could find things to focus on. You know, you could handle your phone bill and your this and your that and your cleaners, and you can make everything into like a big deal. But it's definitely an opportunity to focus 99%, 100%. On just your learning. If a person is in that state, the person should try to avoid having any other things that he has to take care of. So we say, if you don't need a car, you don't need a cell phone. If anything that keeps you busy, you shouldn't want to have. Why do some people something called a tutzach? Why are there people, even Bachrim, that a macher, they find themselves busy with different things, and they're busy with this, and they're busy with that, and they have to call this person, they're handling, and the reason is, usually, is because they really do not want to sit and learn all day, and they don't want to face the fact that they're not sitting and learning. So a person can keep busy. Person keeps busy, and I'm busy with this, and I'm taking care of this. Person doesn't feel like he's doing nothing. He's really doing something. Hey, he's going to the cleaners to pay the cleaners, and he's handling the phone bill, and he's really a busy person. He's got a beeper, and he's really cell phone. People call him all the time because they need directions, and they need help with this, and they help with that. He's a very chashuv person. When a person has nothing to do with himself, then he tries to find things to do with himself to keep himself busy, because otherwise he'll be faced with the reality that he's could be accomplishing, could be learning, and he's not. And when a person gets older, a person gets married, a person has children, so the need, his responsibilities get greater. Person who's not in Kolo definitely has much less time to focus on learning. Even a person in Kolo, he has other responsibilities, and it's not like a bachur. You know, I remember when we were bachurim, you know, Friday afternoons, you know, take a shower, 1 o'clock. After for Seder, get dressed, put on a suit, come to yeshiva. You have a good few hours to learn before davening. You know, I remember a friend of mine, he was better than me. He used to come in the morning, Friday morning, he took a shower in the morning before davening, and he came to davening Friday morning in a suit. He didn't put on his tie. He came with the suit, and he would stay in yeshiva all day. I don't know, I felt like, not Jermai Cheshman, maybe I felt I needed to shower a little closer to the showers, but this is what this bachur used to do. You know, unfortunately, not every bachur has these standards, but that's a bachur's life. A bachur's life, a bachur has an opportunity, and it's not easy because there's so many hours to fill. That it's not easy to fill those hours. A bachur has a lot of hours to fill if he really wants to take advantage. He has that whole Friday. He has that Matzah Shabbos. He has those Sundays. Obviously needs breaks, but there are a lot of hours to fill. And sometimes bachur actually think, they say, you know, now I don't really learn, I'm not such a master because I have so many hours. It's a very interesting svar that some bachurim say. I wonder if it's any truth. So many hours, they're like, I can't learn so many hours. But when I'm married, so I'll be busy. But I'm going to learn whenever I have time to learn because I won't have so many hours. When I start working, when I'm married, I have less hours to learn, so then I'm going to learn every hour I can. I haven't really seen that happen. I haven't seen anyone turn into a master after they get married. You know, but a person gets married, he has Friday afternoon, he might have to help in this house. Probably should. He might have to spend time with his family. He's got to take care of the kids. He's got to babysit. He's got babysit. It's very interesting. I say babysit. My wife always corrects me on that. I always say, like, if my wife is going away or something, so I say, all right, I'll have to come home and babysit. So she says, you don't. I don't say that I babysit my kids. It's like your mother doesn't say that they babysit the kids. They're your own kids. You're watching them. Your fathers, we say, we babysit. But you have to watch the kids, and you have to do other things. And it's harder. And actually, it's harder. It's actually harder when you only have many times, you know, when you have a few hours, and during those few hours, you have to be busy with taking care of errands. It's very hard to be careful and see, well, I have to be busy with all these things, but I can get in a half an hour of learning here, and I get an hour of learning here, I get in 5 minutes of learning here. It's much harder for a person, because once his focus is not just on one thing, his focus is on other things, it's an even harder thing for a person to keep a focus on his learning and not waste time. Okay, Starim will come to, maybe come to Night Seder, but he doesn't chop a rhyme. When you're not focused, and you're busy with other things, you forget to take advantage of all the time you could learn. But that's the avayda. That's the tachlis of a person's life. A person's life is about balancing. It's about taking advantage of the time you have to learn. It's about taking advantage of the time you could do mitzvahs. That's what life's about. Let's see. Hashem gave a person two jobs in life. One's his own avayda. One is his own avayda. Means taking care of your responsibilities. Vashenis, and number two is avayda satayra. Is avayda of learning. Person has to be in the middle. To designate hours. To learning Torah, avoidus Torah, but avoidus alam hazan, avoidus alam hazan. And you have to strengthen yourself. Shetas avoidus shneim, to do both. La'olam forever, l'tayvulcha l'achrisecha, for the benefit of your future. V'loya echad master chaveru, and you have to be careful that one should not cause the other one to lose. Not only do you have to be careful that your taking care of your responsibilities doesn't infringe on your learning time, but you have to be careful that your learning does not infringe on your responsibilities. You know, it's good to point out, a person has to realize that, you know, I heard this from Rabbi Farkas told me from, I think it was Rabbi Rucham, but he talks about how there's no such thing as a small action or a big action. He says there's big people and there's little people. It's not big actions and little actions. When a big person davens, when a big person helps out, does a chesed, he's doing a big action. When a little person does something, no matter how great, no matter what tremendous thing he's doing, he might be saving someone's life. He's doing something tremendous, but it still can be a little action. What's a pshat? What does that mean? You find this by Chazal, say about Miriam, about Shifra and Pua. This is where I think Rabbi Rucham brings it by Shifra and Pua. It says, why were they called Shifra and Pua? Is Miriam and Yochevet. Why? Because Shifra was lashon of Shifra, beauty, made the child nice, and Pua is lashon of poo poo to calm down the child from crying. The question is, I'm saying these are ladies that are people that have nevuah. Miriam had nevuah. Yocheved, talking about tremendous tzidkaniyos, Nashim tzidkaniyos, some of the greatest ladies that ever lived, and this is what you call them. You call them Shifra and Pua, that they make the child nice and they calm down a crying child. And the lesson here and the insight is that greatness is found in the small actions. Greatness is found is how someone deals with a child. If greatness is doing things right, everything right, and responsibility is right. Greatness is not, greatness is doing things right, handling things right, handling your child right is greatness. Greatness is not, people perceive greatness. Greatness is a person will give a, he does tremendous chesed. He's involved in saving people, and that's also fascist. He knows shas. He gives a tremendous shear. He gives a tremendous ingenious shear. And all these things we have envision of greatness, and it's a big mistake. And it's a big mistake. And it costs people their lives. This mistake. People only value things that they think make a person great. Greatness doesn't lie in those actions. By the way, most of those big actions anyone could do. Most of the big actions anyone could do. Saving lives? Who doesn't want to save a life? If you had that, it's like funny. You know, it's funny in a way. Imagine you have a guy, someone's in a there's a car accident, Chas v'Shalom, and a from Jew ran over to the scene, and he pulled the person out of the car, and then there was a baby in the car, and he pulled the baby out of the car, and he ran 2 miles. He ran 2 miles with the baby to get help. Right? So he'd be a big hero, right? He'd be a big hero. He'd be in the national media. He'd be a big hero. Yeah, maybe he would get. Maybe he could. Maybe a well-known person now. You know, such a mice. Yeah, you know. You think, what a great person. Why do you do that was so great? Yes, he'll get a lot of Olam Haba for saving someone's life. But what do you do so great? Who would not save someone's life if they saw someone drown? Who would not have helped the people out of the... Who would not have done it? What makes him great? Who would not have done it? The big things everyone wants to do, and everyone wants to do it. No one wants to do the little things. If someone's spouse mistreats them, no one wants to not answer back. No one wants to apologize when they're really wrong. No one wants to not get angry at their child. No one wants to do... No one values these things. No one values these things. These are not great. It's a great action. I didn't yell. My kid got me, was really angry. My kid was really bothering me. And I didn't yell at him. I didn't scream at him. Shh, wow, you're a great person. My wife complained about something, and she was wrong. And I'm a great person. I didn't answer back to her. I just said, oh, I'm sorry. You're a great person? You think they'll write you up in the paper? You think anyone's going to think you're a great person for it? Greatness, no one knows who's great. No one knows who's great. No one knows who's great. So many things that we perceive as greatness are so easy to do. Greatness was when you see something that's difficult to do. And most of the difficult things in life, no one will see them. Most of the difficult things that people see, no one will see them. No one's going to see. No one's going to see. You look, if you want to see a great person, see how they act under difficult situations. See them do difficult things. You know, it's funny. People think chesed. You know, in chesed, people think chesed is people perceive the only dimension of chesed we perceive, right? A person's a baal chesed, right? A person's a baal chesed. He gives a lot of money, gives thousands of dollars to tzedakah. He has an organization. He's a tremendous baal chesed. You know, I just have one question. And one question, you know, you come to yeshiva, your wife packed you a lunch, and in the lunch, it's a delicious cupcake, in your lunch. Now, you had two sandwiches, you're probably full, it's delicious cupcakes in there. Would you give it to someone? Would you just give it to someone else because you want someone else to have it? And would you give up your cupcake? There's so many people that will give thousands of dollars to tzedakah and give all these other things, and yet give their cupcake up. If someone came over to them, even ask them for the cupcake. I don't know if they'd give it up so fast. So what's up, Shah? What's up, Shah? What's up, Shah? It's not so easy to give up your cupcake. You buy candy. You have a candy. You have a Tangy Taffy. You like Tangy Taffy? I like Tangy Taffy. You have a Tangy Taffy. And you see someone, he's not in such a good mood. Can you just pull the Tangy Taffy? You were going to eat it later. Just give it to him. You should know something. I don't know. That many people would never be able to think about it. It's probably not going to do anything. Whatever. I don't know. I want my Tangy Taffy. Who does these things? You know, what's a pshat? So maybe you could tell me what pshat is. Yeah, well, it's harder to give up Tangy Taffy, and it's harder to give up a cupcake than it is to give thousands of dollars to tzedakah. Does that make sense? Why? Why is it harder? Why do you think it's harder? It's like, it's a person who loves his Tangy Taffy more than... What do you mean? If someone paid you $1,000 for Tangy Taffy, you give it away. The pshat is, because people, when you give away $1,000 at tzedakah, first of all, it might be your miser money, but okay, that's a mantra, you give away miser money. But you give away, when you give money to tzedakah, or you go ahead and save someone's life, first of all, saving someone's life, okay, you feel there's a need for it. But also, you see that it's a great action. Also, many times it's coveted. Everyone's gonna respect you when you go ahead and you're really nice to people. People respect you. You know, but here, you know what I'm saying? Here, how much credit am I gonna get for giving away Tangy Taffy? I'm not gonna make it big. I'm giving away Tangy Taffy. You know, whatever the reason is, but a Baal Chesed can give away. A Baal Chesed is the guy who gives away the Taffy. It's a Baal Chesed. A Baal Chesed is do it when it's difficult, when it's hard for you, when you don't want to give it away. That's a Baal Chesed. It's a real Baal Chesed. I'm not saying it's not a madriga to start an organization, do all the other things. But intrinsically, it's a Baal Chesed. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Greatness is in the smallest actions, because the small actions are the difficult ones to do. The big actions, everyone wants to be a superstar. Everyone wants to be a hero. Everyone wants to be a hero. You know, there's so many guys that look like such nice guys, or such great guys. They're so popular and they're so friendly. You have to videotape them and see how they handle their wife and their children, and then you'll know whether they're really a good guy or not. If they're very popular and everyone loves them and they don't treat their wife and kids properly, then they're not there. They're not a match. they're not a match. Because people want to be popular. People want to be popular. People perceive that as greatness. People perceive that. People want to just feel good about themselves. I want to be popular. I want to be popular, so I'll throw a party. I want to be popular, so I'll do this. I want to be able to do that. Doing what's right. Doing what's right between you and Hashem. Doing what's right. Doing what's right. That's difficult. That's greatness. That's big. That's big. Big things are not seen necessarily. Sometimes you see people, and I've seen Baruch Hashem in yeshiva, see people that do big things. I judge the big things by the difficulty, by the L'shem Shemayim involved. That's, you judge a big thing. A person has to be very smart. A person has to be very smart and not being superficial over do this and do that. A person has to look down, why am I doing it? A person has to understand what's your motives. A person has to understand what's great, what's not great. You know, why am I doing something? People are very fooled in this area. Shifra and Pua were great because Mama, she took care of the child. Shifra, by the way, Miriam took care of a child. Yocheved took care of a child better than any other lady in Klal Yisrael could take care of a child. They took care of it better than a care of a child that anyone else could have. The greater you are, the greater person you are, you want to prove it? See how they take care of the child. See how well they take care of a baby. See how calm they are. See how loving they are. That's a sign of greatness. That's a sign of greatness. Nevuah comes from this. Nevuah comes from the way you take care of a child. You say that everyone takes care of the child. They say, no, it's not true. Not everyone takes care of the child. The same. They're not their kids. They're dealing with hundreds of kids, of babies. Each one of them, the care, they took care of the child. That's where Nevuah comes from. That's greatness. That's where the greatness is. The greatness is not in the Nevuah. Nevuah is an outcome. Nevuah is an outcome of greatness. A person serves Hashem properly, he's like to Nevuah. You know, nowadays we don't have Nevuah. You know, so that means a person's, you know, if that takes away a person's greatness. Nevuah is an outcome of a person's greatness, a person's actions. That's greatness. You know, a person can live a whole life. You know, there's a man that comes here. And he comes to Shiva every day for he says Kaddish now. His mother passed away. He took care of his mother. So she just passed away. He took care of, you know, he brings the fruit on the table. He took care of his mother. I want to tell you something. You know, just an example. Let's see a guy. Imagine. Let's see a guy. A guy's whole life. His job is to take care of his mother. Let's say Rahman al-Tzlan, a guy has a mother that's not well. And his whole life is taking care of his mother. He can't go out to chasnas. He can't go out to he can't run organizations. All he does is he works, he makes the money, he doesn't work extra because he has to go home and take care of his mother. All he does is take care of his mother. Such a great person to take care of his mother. Take care of his mother's greatness. It's great as a person takes care. Imagine the guy walks around to think to himself, I'm not a great person. Look, what am I doing? I'm just taking care of my mother. What am I doing? That guy, he's a big speaker. He speaks everywhere. And this guy does this. And by the way, this guy is very talented. He could do those things. He could do those things. But he has to take care of his mother. So a guy can walk around his whole life. I'm giving you an extreme example that applies to every person. It's going to apply to you millions of times the rest of your life. This example. This is just the extreme example. Guy could be a good speaker. He could be speaking. Could be doing this, but he has to take care of his mother. Guys, so all right. I'm going to do what's right. I'm not going to abandon my mother. For to do other people, to do other chesed, to do other and mekarev people, because my mind says it's not right. I'm the only one that could take care of my mother. I have to take care of her. So he walks around subracha, and you know, I'm not such a big person. All I do is such a greatness. That's great. That's greatness. That's what your job is. This is what you're supposed to be doing, and you're doing it right. That's the greatest action. It's the greatest action because, and by the way, it's the greatest action. No one sees it. No one knows how well you take care of your mother. This guy could be a gadol adar. The guy that came here. Imagine the greatness that he took care of his mother. I mean, it's bavus, it's known how well he took care of his mother. It's a big job to take care of someone. And there's no, you won't get it. You're not going to be written up in the paper. No one's going to know how great you are. That's not where greatness lies. And by the way, if you don't understand this principle, you make a tremendous mistake your whole life. You make this mistake in your marriage. You make a mistake with your kids. There are many people that will leave their homes. Their wife needs their help. But she needs my help. But I've gotta do this. I've gotta go give a shiur. I've gotta go do this thing. I've gotta do this thing. This person needs my help. That person needs my help. Well, a lot of people need my help. I gotta run out of my house. You know, I can't stay home. I don't have time. I don't have time just to do what everyone else does and just stay home with my wife and kids. I'm too busy for that. And many times the people that step on their shalom bayis and step on their chinuch of their children, because that's not the big stuff. I'm too big, and this is not the big stuff. I want to do great actions. Shaita. That's great actions, doing what's right. Any person, everyone wants to be Mr. Popularity. Everyone wants that. Do what's right. A person has to be on top of himself, be sharp with himself, honest with himself. What's right? What's right? Sometimes staying home and taking care of your and staying home and spending time with your 4-year-old is more important than going giving a shiur to 15,000 people. Sometimes that's what you have to do, and that's greatness. Doing what you have to do, doing what's right, doing your responsibility. No one wants to do it because no one's going to know about it. So telling you over here that he talks about avodah satira, v'avay dasai, person's avodah, not entire. Person has to realize that he says here that your avodah of Torah cannot infringe on your avodah, on your personal avodah, on your needs that you have to take care of. Person has to realize that there's tremendous greatness in taking care of your needs, in taking care of your job. Person does his job. There's greatness in working. There's greatness in job. How do you do your job? Do I cut out? Do I leave early? Do I cut off time? Do I lie and say I'm sick when I'm not sick? And I honest in my job. There's greatness in there's tremendous greatness. And tremendous greatness in things that are very mundane. There's tremendous greatness in a person doing his job. And how he's honest. People are so dishonest. Ugh. People are terrible. Honesty in my job. Am I allowed to be using this pen? Am I allowed to be taking this pencil? Am I allowed to be taking these things? Honesty. Oh, but it's not learning. It's not davening. It's not. This is a person's tachlis. This is a person's greatness. How the first question you're asked, person gives up to Shemayim. What do they ask? What's the first word? Nasata. I forgot the first one, but kids, he asked him if you're Isaac, if you did business with emuna, with trust, with honesty. If you were honest in your business, that's a person's achrayus, responsibility. Responsibility is our first, by the way. Responsibility is our first. A great person takes care of his responsibilities. If a person takes care of everything else besides his responsibilities, I don't care who he's saving. I don't care if he's saving the world. But if he's not taking care of his responsibilities, he's not a great person. Greatness is irresponsibilities. Everything else is if you have time. Greatness isn't doing what you're responsible for. If a person responsible in his honesty, business, not lying, not taking off, being honest. Person comes home, takes care of his family properly, handles his wife properly, handles his kids properly. That's greatness. That's the buildings of greatness. Everything else, you know. By the way, and you know, maybe everyone won't know about it, but trust me. Hashem knows about it, and trust me, you'll be able to see it in the children, You'll be able to see it in the children. The person that handles, person that takes care of responsibilities, a person that has shalom bayis, a person that spends time with his children, a person that takes care of his kids, and treats his kids properly. His children, if he's worried about it, he doesn't get publicity, let it come through his kids. His kids will be a lot better than anyone else's kids. many times of people, I don't know, but I'm sure there are many people that are very successful, very well known as tremendous great people. Perhaps their kids and wives have suffered. And they might get a lot of cover for it, but Hashem might have a lot of tainas on it. You don't know. By the way, you don't know. You know, you have to be careful sometimes. Many times you ask a guy for a favor. You know, a guy says, "Could you do this for me?" You know, I've said this before, but many times a guy calls up his friend, you know, he says, "Could you come over? I need your help." You know, it's 8 o'clock at night. "So can you come over? I need your help, you know, with something." The guy says, "Sure." Then he goes out, he hangs up the phone, tells his wife, "You know, Johnny called me. He needs my help with fixing something. I have to go." So I said, but you just came home. I didn't spend time with you. He needs my help. I have to go." Jerk. Because why? He's so embarrassed to tell. He's embarrassed to tell the guy. Why is he doing it? He's a Baal Chesed. He wants to get out of the house anyways. He's embarrassed to tell the other guy that, you know, that his wife wants him to be home. He hasn't spent time. Doesn't spend time at home. His wife doesn't like when he runs out. He doesn't want to tell him that. He feels embarrassed to tell his friend that he can't help him now. So Mamela, he does the wrong thing, and he says, "Oh," he says, "sure" to this friend, and his wife is in second place. His wife he ignores. You got it upside down, buddy. First, your responsibility is to your wife. First responsibility is to your wife. Your friends, everyone else is a far second place. But my friends, but I'm not gonna be popular. But people are gonna think that you're not, let's say you can't even tell your friend why. You don't want to blame your wife. So you tell them, "I'm sorry, I don't have time." People are gonna think you're stingy. People are gonna think you're stingy because you don't do this. People are gonna think that you don't care about other people. That's the reason. That's how people carry their lives. What other people are gonna think? Not to do what's right. That's how most people carry their lives. What works? What will people? That's not why we live our lives. We live our lives to do things right. A person has to learn to do things right. A person has to be careful many times. A person has to be careful not to ask people to do things and pressure them in a way where they're going to do something and they don't even know at whose expense they're causing it. At whose expense are they causing? You know, whose expense are you? Whose expense are you hurting? All right, let's stop.